This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just when you think you've got life figured out. You're a parent now. Moose and Breezy hear your dilemmas.
Completely anonymous.
And 100% supportive for another episode of PXY Mornings. Parental Confidential.
All right, let's get into it this morning. Angela from Gates says her 8-year-old son has been faking sick to get out of school, and he's getting good at it. Anyone else that are parents listening in the same situation Angela's in with her kid? Here's the message she wrote us. She says, my 8-year-old son has never liked school. Honestly, it's been a struggle to get him in the door ever since his first day of preschool 4 years ago. But when he's there, he does fine. He makes friends. He gets decent grades. And this year, he has discovered that if you go to the office and tell them you're sick, you might get to go home.
Honestly, goals.
But for a while, his attempts at doing this were largely unconvincing, she writes, to school administration. Last week, for instance, the school nurse told him, you can't go home just because your mouth feels weird.
Classic.
He upped his game last week and had a full-on wheezing attack during school activity. A school activity, mind you, that he hates. And this sounds scary, but it got a lot less scary when he forgot his medical condition all of a sudden disappeared as soon as he was removed from that activity that he hates.
Right.
Still, the school had me pick him up anyways. I really tried talking to him about this, but our conversations go nowhere. He straight up is lying and saying he is really sick when I know he's not. He's not getting bullied at school. He doesn't have any medical conditions. And once again, last week, he went down to the nurse's office and convinced her that his heart hurts. He's 8. His heart is fine. Does anyone have any advice on how to deal with something like this? Thanks, Moose and Breezy.
Wow, right, really getting after it.
Okay, so Angela from Gates needs some serious help here because her son... he's very manipulative. So how do you, the kid's not wrong. Yeah. When you discover that you might get sent home if you fake being sick, then it's hard not to take advantage of it. God knows I did it a few times.
I tried. They were like, you're not going.
Oh man.
You're not going home.
I ran into the nurse. I remember I was 7 years old. I told her I had a bladder infection. She's like, what? What? Well, how do you know that, sweetie? I was like, it burns when I pee.
She's like, that's chlamydia. You're like, I'm 7.
True story. And my mom came and got me. It was really the conversation that followed. I obviously, like you said, I'm 7. I didn't think it through.
Right.
Got weird really quick.
So can I look at it? No, not at all.
But 585-252-9800. What was the last... You being in school, what's one of the things that you said was bothering you so you can go home?
It was just the classic, I have a headache. And then they'd be like, well, you can lay down on this hard as rock covered in bed and take a nap. I'm like, sounds super appealing. Can't wait.
Do you remember those beds in the nurse's office?
And then they had the curtain that goes over, but you can still hear the nurse being like, Johnny, not again. You got to come down and get your meds.
Oh, it was the worst.
And like, they were disgusting.
It was like those massage tables.
And then I would lay down on it and be like, you know what? It's actually better in history class. I'll go back.
I did have to go to the nurse's office the first time I got broken up with. I was 8.
And, is that when your heart hurt?
She told me. I told her I was suffering from a broken heart, and they called my dad.
He's like,
"How do you think that conversation went over with my father?" He's like, "Get your ass up! All right, let's go."
Did you ever cut class?
Did I ever cut class
when you were older?
Senior year, yeah. Yeah, because then I was driving to school, so.
Yeah, so one time, I literally never, ever did this. Never. I went to BOCES, because I went to cosmetology school, half the day, and then I got back and I did the rest of my classes. But I got off the bus.
Oh, I feel like I know this story.
I just walked straight to my car, and I was like, you know what? I'm not feeling it today. I'm just going to, go home. So I go home. And I'm making myself a nice turkey sandwich. And my dad calls me. He goes, "Where are you?" I was like, "Well, I'm home." He's like, "Yeah, I know. The school called me. Get your ass back to school. What are you doing?"
You're like, "I wanted a turkey sandwich."
And my dad is like, my dad's like pretty chill. So I thought he'd be like, pop off.
No,
get back to school.
Yeah, I don't see your dad being chill with that. Let's go over to Carrie, who's weighing in here. If you're just joining us for parental, Angela has an 8-year-old son who's getting really good at faking sick because he discovered if you do that, you might be able to go home. Carrie says, "This was me as a kid too. My mom used to let me choose to stay home here and there for mental health days as long as I didn't fall behind in my work. The control over the decision to go to school or not actually helped more, and I was sick less often. That's just an idea," she says. Does anybody give their kids mental health days to stay home from school? I don't think that was an option for me.
Please. if I had the option for mental health days, I'd never be in school.
Oh, you would? Are you kidding me? You would have retired a long time
ago. Absolutely not.
We have a listener that says, "There are no screens of any kind when you come home sick from school. That's our rule, and my son and daughter both know this." So if your son keeps saying he's sick, then let him know you are immediately taking him to the doctors and see how he reacts. Let them know what the rule is before being sick. I kind of agree with that. Set some boundaries. Okay, you want to be sick? You want to go home? What's going to happen if you do that?
You're going to go in your bed and shut your eyes, and you're not going to watch TV. You're not going to go on your iPad. You're
nothing.
Not going to do any of that.
No phone. Natalie's here. "Good morning, Moose and Breezy. You could do what my parents always made me do when I stayed home. I had to lay in bed all day with nothing to do but sleep. It was so beyond boring. I never got sick again." Like we just said, that's an option.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe it's his school. "I would take this seriously and talk to his doctor if you don't think you could have a case of school refusal on your hands." Oh, I'm sorry. If you don't, you could have a case of school refusal on your hands.
And that is subject for...
But
Dr. Phil. Cash me outside.
He already said what the deal was. His mouth feels weird. Like, sweetie, you can't go home for that.
He's like, "I think I'm having an allergic reaction." They're like, "To what?" He's like, "I don't know."
Honestly, you got to fake the bladder infection. Works like a charm. Grace says, "When he fakes illness at school, are you able to take him to the doctor ASAP or immediate care? If all reports come back negative, I'd grab a doctor's note and take him back to school. Then once he comes home, he can work off that copay by doing some chores around the house." Yeah, there's got to be consequences because you know a lot of the times it's, you know when your kid's lying.
Yeah, you definitely do.
Stacy says, "Good morning, guys. Been there, done that. Tell this mom when her son does come home, make it very restrictive. So there's no TV, there's no friends, no whatever fun he does, there's none of that. And since he's sick, he should be in his room.
Mm-hmm.
Push it to the point where he is like, 'This sucks.' After one time of this, he'll never want to come home from school again. You know the rules. Are you really sick?" And go from there. Yeah. So set some boundaries there, Angela.
Set some bounties.
Not that you're probably not, but you didn't write those in the message.
Right.
So I'm assuming you're not. Okay. Thank you guys for all the messages this morning for Parental Confidential. It's a new school year. Kids are what, 4 weeks in now officially? They're 1 month back to school?
Uh-huh.
And when you got kids who are 7, 8 years old, yes, You're figuring out a lot of new things, how to fake being sick, how to cheat and get away with it, how to skip school. These are just all, you know, that just comes with growing up.
It's just classic. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right. We'll get to another parental. Angela, I got more messages I wasn't able to get to, but I'll send those your way. Good luck with your 8-year-old. I mean, thank you for the original message. Appreciate that. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now.
585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station.
98
KXY. Paid actors represent actual clients.
Big movie guy.
Huge.
Did you know what happened over the weekend at the Little Theater? Oh, wow. Well,
I have no idea.
Rochester's Little Theater celebrated Silent Movie Day with Pandora's Box.
Really?
Yes.
How was that?
Oh, they absolutely crushed. They absolutely crushed. So I guess this is a timeless film that follows the downward spiral of Lulu. Me. Literally just a movie about me. And it's a silent film. But it's what they're calling a cinematic masterpiece. It's in black and white. Mm-hmm. Obviously. And this took place because it was based on a girl here in Rochester. So they played this. She spent a lot of her life here, and she was one of the first people that worked on a film at the George Eastman House, I should say. So listen, the George Eastman House and the George Eastman Museum has a lot of rich history in it.
I know, I love it there.
This is one of them. So her name was Louise Brooks, and she died in 1984. And they did a whole day for screenings for her yesterday. They did one at 10:30 in the morning, and then they did one at 7. You know, just celebrating her life, her notoriety, the fact that she was from Rochester.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that the Little Theater does stuff like that because it really just like it enriches our Rochester history, which is really cool.
I love the Little Theater.
I do too.
And you know, you can make a really great silent film. I mean, remember The Artist, black and white film? I think it won 5 Academy Awards. I think that was in 2012. Huge movie though.
Absolutely.
Black and white. I mean, most people are like, how is this going to be a good movie? They managed to do it.
They sure did.
You know why? Because Hollywood loves talking about itself.
They do.
How many of you have been diagnosed with something later on in your life, like way into adulthood? How did your life change after finding out the news? I guess the question we wanted to ask would, if when you find something out like this, would you much rather find out when you're younger or when you're much older, in your 40s or 50s?
It's definitely a shell shock, you know what I mean? To think to yourself, I've been living my whole life this way and I felt maybe off or not
right.
Normal, whatever normal means, you know what I mean? But
right.
I've encountered a lot of people recently in my life that have been diagnosed with OCD, autism, OCD, ADHD, all of the things at age 30, 40, 50. And they're like, wow, I can't believe I went my whole life without knowing this.
Right.
Now a lot of things that I did when I was younger make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
So if you're one of those people dealing with that, we'd love to hear from you. 585-252-9800. I think it's just important because it's more topical now than ever before.
Yeah. We'll talk about that coming up next on the show. How many of you have been diagnosed with something much later in your life? Maybe you were 45 years old when you found out you have OCD. Or you were in your 50s when you discovered you're on the spectrum. How did your life change? It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. And I feel like if I were to be diagnosed with anything in my life right now, I wouldn't be surprised to find out that I may have a little bit of OCD.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we've discussed how type A I am. And it's hard for me to let other people do things their way because I have a certain way of doing things.
Yeah.
And I struggle with that.
Yeah, it's definitely now more than ever before, people are getting these diagnoses of these, you know, what I wouldn't even call, what do we call them? Just, they're just diagnoses of, they're not problems. They're just, I don't know, symptoms of autism, OCD, ADHD, ADD. Yeah. Like, they're just things that people live with. And they've lived their whole life. And I feel like specifically with autism, you know, there's always been a lot of like hush hush around the topic. And I think as a society, we have just grown a lot immensely over the last 5 years to bring more awareness to autism and get rid of things like Asperger's and, you know, high functioning and all that stuff. Like, it's just really important because nobody had enough like education or the wherewithal on the topic to be like, maybe I'm autistic. You know, I've seen a lot of different TikToks and a lot of people coming out and sharing their story and saying like, I'm 30, 40 years old and I just found out that I have autism.
Right. But by the way, I don't want TikTok and all these social media platforms to open the door for people to try and self-diagnose.
100%. And I think that like it's really important to use that as a tool to say, maybe I should go speak to a medical professional if I'm feeling the exact same way. A PCP, a psychologist, a psychiatrist. And I just talked about it a week ago today. I went back to my college and spoke on a panel at OCC in Syracuse. And afterwards, you know, I was pretty open and honest with the people in the room that were listening to the chat about being dyslexic and all the struggles that I deal with just from a day-to-day basis when it comes to reading and reading comprehension and things of that nature.
You were very young when you found out you were dyslexic?
Yeah, I was in elementary school. But I was speaking with a student. He was like an adult student. He was 30-something years old. And he was opening up to me, and he said to me, like, I just recently found out that I have autism. And I've been trying to deal with that. And it's hard because you live your whole life, you don't know. And then all of a sudden, you get this diagnosis and you're like, well, what does this mean for me now? You know what I mean? How do I deal with this now? Because you maybe were aware, you maybe weren't. And then as we're having this conversation, one of my old professors comes up and he goes, I hate to interrupt, I hate to butt in, but I also was just diagnosed with OCD.
Oh, interesting.
And he's 50-something years old.
Right.
It's like I just went and spoke with a therapist and they referred me to a psychiatrist and there it is.
I mean, if this guy's in his 50s, this has gone on for so long that you're telling me he finally got to a point where he hit a ceiling and was like, I should probably do something about this, or did it just come up randomly in conversation?
I think he was having a lot of, you know, because it's hard when you deal with mental things like that. Like, it's really hard to shut your brain off. And I think the voices got too loud. Not saying like anyone's like schizophrenic or anything, but just the internal thoughts in your head. Or,
oh yeah, they get loud for me.
They do. And
that's where all the intrusive thoughts come from.
He decided to go to a therapist and they were talking more and more. And, you know, that's kind of where that came about. But you asked a very interesting question, Moose. Would you rather be diagnosed at a young age and live life knowing what you're dealing with, or wait until you're 30, 40, 50 years old and then start that journey of adult autism, adult OCD? What do you think?
It's hard to say because I feel like if you can get a hold of it while you're younger, you know how to manage it a lot sooner in life. When you're older, I don't know. I feel like it could come as a surprise, turn your life upside down. I think I'd probably rather be younger. But a lot of people like to live in the dark too. I think some people know that they may have certain issues that they haven't dealt with, kind of like myself. You know, I think, I said, I don't know. Let's play a game. Am I OCD? I drove all the way to the airport one day and then turned around and went all the way home to make sure my oven wasn't on. And I didn't use the oven in 4 days.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
See, I don't know, right? Like, I'm not a medical professional, so I can't sit here and be like, yep, 100%. Because we all have these intrusive thoughts, and we all deal with things that are bigger than us, right? But I think what I take issue with, and I wanted to talk about this a lot because it is really common now that there's more conversation about it. But I also really can't stand when people self-diagnose themselves.
Well, you can thank WebMD for that.
That as fact.
I know.
I have OCD. It's like, do you or you just think you do?
See, and that's the thing. You have to really go and ask somebody and get diagnosed. You can't do it on your own. I mean, listen, I feel like, yes, after hearing other people's stories and looking into it, it's a possibility. But am I OCD or am I just type A?
Right.
Years back when my girlfriend and I were in the beginning stages of our 2-year relationship, she'd try to make my bed in my apartment. And I was like, oh, wow. Please don't ever do that again. This is not how you make a bed. Look at all the creases.
Trying to do something nice.
Yeah, thank you, though, but no.
Thank you, but you absolutely suck and you can't do it right. So if you can't do it right, don't do it at all.
You see how a fight would break out over something like that?
Yeah,
because I don't want to come off as unappreciative, but that something like that would just, I can't. It's tough for me. It's really hard for me.
Well, what is stopping you from going and getting that looked into? Because, like, I don't know. I think back to the original question, I think it would be better because there's medication that one can take and it can kind of quiet those thoughts and make it a little more bearable for you, not for anybody else but yourself, of your thoughts and your...
I think I've eased up as I've gotten older. Listening to other people's stories and how much worse they got it puts a lot into perspective for me. I'm like, yeah, I think I'm okay.
Okay is a term we're going to use loosely, but
I think I'm good. I don't know.
So hard having conversations with you sometimes because just literally 2 days ago, you're like, I need therapy. I need it or else. And then I'm like, so do you think you're going to go get help? You're like, nah, I'm good. It's like, what are we doing here?
I could still go to therapy. Getting diagnosed with OCD is two different things.
Your therapist could be the one to be like, hey, I think you should go see a psychiatrist. You have a lot of, picking up on a lot of things here.
But do you know why this hasn't been really pressing for me? It's because I live alone. It's not really bothering anybody.
I know, but I'm the closest person that you live with. We are locked in this room for 5 hours a day. So do it for the greater good of me.
Hey, are you bothered by anything that I do? I don't think so.
Not you answering for me.
We're going to take a quick break.
98PXY.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.